there's one company that lives for storms like this.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Airlines have canceled more than 3,000 flights as a major winter storm bears down on the Northeast. The storm is forecast to dump as much as 3 feet of snow in Boston, about a foot in New York City. For many businesses, the weekend will be a wash, but there are some beneficiaries, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Most of us panic or try to remember how much canned food we have when we hear words like these.
We're going to have basically two storms coming together, merging into one much larger storm.
That's meteorologist Stephen Strum with Frontier Weather. But that bad storm is good news for some businesses, says Evan Gold. He's with Planalytics, which studies the economic impact of weather.
This is great news for the Weather Channel.
Gold says the Weather Channel is basically reality TV. And big storms like these are the products it sells. This year, the channel is branding blizzards.
The Weather Channel started to name the storms.
Meet Nemo. That's what the Weather Channel is calling this one. Gold says the bigger the storm, the bigger the audience, and the ad revenue.
They are definitely about trying to help people understand and manage the impact of weather, but they are a media company first. They are in business to make money.
The Weather Channel didn't respond to requests for comment, but during Hurricane Sandy, it got more primetime viewers than any cable news show. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
The British government has ordered the country's food industry to test all processed beef products for horse meat. Over the last few weeks, the UK's biggest food manufacturers have been finding horse meat in their products, prompting a recall of hundreds of thousands of items from supermarkets. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
The Findus food company discovered that some of its beef lasagnas were in fact 100% horse meat. The meals were manufactured in France, where horses are widely eaten as a cheaper alternative to beef. Last month, frozen beef burgers were also removed from many supermarket shelves in Britain after horse DNA was detected. Alistair Driver is with Farmers Guardian magazine. He says the scandal has lifted the lid on the whole business of cheap food.
Seems to be the trading of ingredients across the continent from one trader to another, from a manufacturer to a trader. That's all about just cutting costs and trading these cheap products.
And it would seem cutting corners. Ironically, horse meat is considered healthier than beef as it's leaner. But some safety concerns are emerging. Samples of the lasagna are being tested for bute, a painkiller given to horses, which is harmful to humans. There's no evidence that the US food chain has been affected. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly higher in global trading this morning, up 0.2% in Singapore, 0.3% in London, and 0.7% in Paris. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 42 points to close at 13,944.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Personal Capital, investment advice for the digital age, offering tools to personally manage your portfolio at personalcapital.com. And by Kronos, offering cloud-based workforce management solutions to control labor costs, minimize compliance risk, and improve workforce productivity. More at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. Personal finance reporting on Marketplace is supported by Ally Bank, who believes intelligent news and knowledgeable customer service should be available around the clock. Learn more at allybank.com.
For many years, Bart Narder has been a good friend of Marketplace. As a banking analyst with a company called Celent, he's helped us explain what's going on with the financial industry. But at the age of 51, he just left his job only 2 years after being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Bart Narder joins us now from San Jose, California. Hi, Bart.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well. So how are you? I mean, tell us about the decision that you've just made.
Well, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's in December of 2010. And continued to work, but notified my employer that I would not be able to work forever in the role I held. We developed a succession plan, and I stepped down when both we had a successor in place, and I felt I really couldn't continue to do the job that I was doing at the level it needed doing.
It was just physically not possible to do it, or was it that you were distracted, that the emotions, that all the things you had to deal with were taking your mind away from your job?
No, there were physical issues. Parkinson's, one of the major symptoms of Parkinson's is tremors.
Right.
And I'd get tremors in my left hand, which makes it difficult to type. And in today's modern world, given that I'm a researcher and we produce research papers for a living, typing is also very important. The company made accommodations by providing me with speech recognition software, but it's still not quite there yet and made it very difficult to keep up.
What are some of the things that you've had to deal with financially ever since you made this decision? I mean, where are you going to get income? How do you deal with insurance companies?
Well, we have private disability insurance, which provides me with 100% of my income for 3 months, 80% for the next 3 months, and then 40% from that point forward. And that's going to be enough for me to live on.
What's been the hardest part of all this for you over the last couple of weeks?
So far, it hasn't been that hard because, quite frankly, I've been very busy. I'm very good at compartmentalizing. So far, I'm on full salary. So things haven't hit financially yet. And I think the scariest thing is actually contemplating the fears of inflation. Because this kicks in till I'm 65 and it's a fixed amount. So if we experience great inflation in the U.S., that's going to hit me pretty hard.
Only a banking analyst would think of something like that.
I was well trained by my business school.
Well, Bart Narder, best of luck to you. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Great. Thank you very much, Jeremy.
And finally to Australia, where a McDonald's branch has become the first in the world to offer plates, cutlery, and table service. The branch just south of Sydney got approval from headquarters to try out the formal option for 5 weeks. And according to the Telegraph newspaper, most diners are into it. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Before the government can figure out gun laws, it needs to know what it's talking about. Data, the hard numbers. Would that it were so easy.
They are using technology that was developed anywhere between 50 and 500 years ago.
I'm Kai Rizdal. The present-day problem of gun laws. That and the day's business news next time on Marketplace from APM.